Hey, Michael Sparks here. It's the AMSOIL dealer training call for our team, and today is Monday, October 26, 2015. Thanks for listening in. The AMSOIL business opportunity and dealer trainings are still going on, and we've got a few left for the year. You can attend those if you go into the dealer zone, and if you're not yet a dealer, I'll give you the dates for them here. We've got Wednesday, November 4th is in Memphis. That's a business opportunity meeting. Thursday, November 5th in Memphis again is a dealer meeting. Saturday, November 7th is in Arlington, Texas. When that includes both a dealer meeting and an opportunity meeting, goes from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Then we got Wednesday, November 18th in Albany, New York is an opportunity meeting. Thursday, November 19th is a dealer meeting in Albany. Saturday, we have the November 21st in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. That's an all-day opportunity meeting plus a dealer meeting. Wednesday, December 9th in Phoenix, Arizona, we have an opportunity meeting. And Thursday, December 10th is a dealer training meeting on those dates. And then Saturday, December 12th in Las Vegas, Nevada is an opportunity meeting plus a dealer meeting, and those are all day. When you get 2 days in or both in one day, they're an all day kind of deal. Tonight we're going to have one of the dealers on our team. They're going to that just attended this opportunity and dealer meeting. We're going to listen in on that and find out what these meetings are all about and how well they were. If you can get to one of these meetings or events and bring some prospective dealers with you, that would be a good thing for you and your team. So get yourself registered for a meeting if it's close by to your location, and find a dealer or two or five or ten to bring with you. First up, we're going to have Jeremy Wilder. He attended the AMSOIL dealer meeting in Columbus, Ohio, and we're going to hear what that was all about. Jeremy, are you available?
I am, yes.
Great. Thanks, Jeremy. Appreciate you getting on to the call tonight. It was great to meet you last Thursday for the first time in Louisville, Kentucky. That's where you live. And I'm excited that you're excited about the AMSOIL business and the AMSOIL business opportunity. And you've only been a dealer for less than a month, right?
A little over a month. September 10th, I believe, is when I applied. So about 6 weeks.
Just a little bit over a month, and you're already T1 certified?
Yes, I felt that was kind of essential to move forward. So that's
I try to make that impression on everybody that becomes a new AMSOIL dealer, that the T1 is the first step to any type of success in the business, because it's going to give you a good roundabout way to understand what it takes to earn an income in AMSOIL and all the different types of ways to earn your income. So that's good that you got the T1 certification knocked out. And we met up the other night in Louisville while we were at a expo there, and it was great to meet you face-to-face. It's always nice when we can meet dealers that are on our team and help them out when we are face-to-face. And so you went up there to Columbus on Saturday. Could you give us a brief overview? It was an all-day training, correct?
Right. This is at Distribution City, Columbus, Ohio, and I believe they are holding both the business opportunity meeting as well as the dealer training all in the same day in the distribution cities.
Okay.
Whereas other cities, it's broken up into 2 days.
Yeah.
And, let's see, Mark Kroll, one of the regional sales managers, yeah, central region sales manager was there, as well as Steve LePage, who's the dealer training, AMSOIL dealer training manager. And so they were both involved in both parts, and started off with the business opportunity meeting. They gave a good overview of the history of AMSOIL and Al Amatuzio, as well as the facilities up there in Minnesota, Wisconsin, is that correct? Duluth, Minnesota. Yeah, but, there,
Well, the company is in Superior, and then a lot of the training we have is in Duluth, Minnesota, but the actual headquarters is in Superior, Wisconsin.
Right. So that was good, you know, as a new dealer to kind of hear that history starting in 1972 and then dealer network in 1973. And so that was good to see how that was put together. You know, it gives me some background as a new dealer on how I can share that the opportunity with prospects. That's the whole reason I went, is to, you know, hear it from someone else, get some ideas on how I can present it. And so after the short history of Ally Mattuzio and AMSOIL, they went through some possible scenarios on, you know, how you make money with AMSOIL, starting with the different ways you can make a profit with personal sales, with other dealers, with PCs, with lots of accounts and commercial accounts, and possible, you know, items that they, or, you know, product that they might be purchasing, how that translates into commission credits, and then from commission credits into the percentage you'd be making based on the amount of commission credits. So it was good to see that example, you know, kind of a real-world example of how you make money with a business opportunity and how it can grow. And so that's, you know, other than answering a few questions, that was the business opportunity portion of it. They also had kind of an interview-type session with a direct jobber from Pennsylvania. Joe St. John was there to kind of share his story with AMSOIL. So we got to hear kind of directly from a dealer, direct jobber, as well as from Steve LePage, the dealer training manager, about the opportunity. So,
well, yeah, and the opportunity obviously is alive and well, and understanding how to earn a commission from AMSOIL, especially starting out, I think a lot of dealers, they really kind of get confused on that part. And seeing some scenarios when you first get started as a new AMSOIL dealer, how you could go about and earn different types of commission depending on your strengths and what you're interested in is always a good thing. So that was in the morning, and then they took a little bit of a lunch, and then you went off and came back, and because you were an AMSOIL dealer, you were able to attend the AMSOIL dealer training session that was held in the afternoon, correct?
That's correct, yes. That was the best part for me. They started off with the morning and the opportunity portion with, about 30 people, or five or six were prospects to be new dealers. So by the time the afternoon rolled around, there were 65 people that showed up for the dealer training. And so that was more than they expected. I believe they only planned for 50, so they were bringing in extra tables. And so it was a good time there registering, talking to other dealers, and seeing, you know, faces that kind of look like mine. And, you know, if they can do it, I can do it too. So it was a good start to the training there.
Do you think you were the most recent AMSOIL dealer that was at the training?
Other than the ones that signed up at the business opportunity meeting, I believe I was, yes.
Okay, so they had some that actually signed up brand new as a dealer right there at the business opportunity meeting.
Right, I believe they had three or four, and then they were invited to stay for the dealer training right after.
Oh, excellent. Well, that's great. Okay. What consisted of the training? I know AMSOIL is trying to change their focus. They're really pushing hard for some new types of dealer training. And I believe we talked earlier today, it was customer-centered training type of thing. You want to go over that a little bit?
Right. They started off by stating that in the past with AMSOIL University and other dealer training, it was really heavy on product knowledge, product focus training, which is you know part of it. But they're kind of switching. Well, they not kind of, but they are switching focus to be more customer centered training, as to where you would actually, you know, research your prospect, whether it be a Roth account or a commercial account. Maybe look them up online, Yelp, and really be prepared when you walk in and knowing more about them than they know about you, so you can start, you know, a conversation about their business and what their needs are, and then move from there.
Okay. And what about the AMSL U? Is that something I know it for the last 15 or so years has been held up at AMSL Oil corporate headquarters. There's some changes coming on with that, right?
Right, right. I guess if you were there this past AMSL University, they announced it would be the last one, I guess, for a while. And they're switching that to AMSL University Online. And they are putting a strong, heavy emphasis on that AMSL University Online. They've actually hired a director for AMSL University Online, as well as more IT staff to get it ramped up and going. A hard launch date, they say, it would be January 1st. Good thing is there would not be a cost associated with AMSL University Online for the initial training. But they're going to follow the, like the T1 training. They're going to continue that on with T2, T3, and T4. And you wouldn't be able to move into T2 unless you pass the T1 certification test. So there'll be even more emphasis on passing or, you know, getting through the T1 certification process so you can move on into the T2 and T3 part of AMSL University Online.
I see. Okay.
Right. Yep.
And what about the selling process? They kind of went over that a little bit, I think, when you were at your training, and they talked about that, how they're...
They did. That would be part of the T2 or you know, kind of like T1 is the 101 of AMSL Oil. T2 would be the 201. And they talked about the buy-sell process, not focusing on any kind of 7-step process or 5-step process, where you might be focused on a 7-step process, sales process, and your customer prospect only has a 3-step process. So they broke that down into four step. I keep calling it step. They didn't want us to, but four units, if you could, as to where the prospect would just be, you know, in a not looking phase. You showed up for a cold call. They don't know who you are, and possibly not even interested in offering oil in their inventory or oil changes to their services. They go from a not looking phase to a discover their needs phase after you have that initial conversation with them to discover their needs. Then into the assessment phase on how we can help them, share with them what solutions that we can offer, and then fourth, going into the ongoing service and ordering process, which would be, you know, continual as long as they're one of your customers, and that, you know, the prospects can go back and forth between any one of those four at any given time, and so we're being a customer centered focus sales, then you know, it's all about building relationship. This is a people business, and they really have gotten the buy-in from corporate on making this training from this point forward customer-centered and providing solutions for our customers, and not just bang, 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 we are the best, we've got the best products, and here's why you need them.
Exactly, and I've kind of said that all along. People do business with those that they know, like, and trust, and it's kind of hard to go in and at your first dance ask somebody to marry you. So you don't want to do that with your sale. Go in at the first thing and you know, ask for the marriage proposal right off the bat. You have to get to know them. They have to get to know you. They have to like and trust you. But if you build a relationship with anybody, and we already have the products that are the best. So that part's kind of taken care of. AMSL has that part. It's up to us as an AMSL dealer to build that relationship and get them to be part of our team be part of your team as a servicing dealer, and I think you'll see a long-term relationship that will blossom there. And that's kind of the way I've worked my business over the last 15 years, and it seems to really work well. I'm glad to see EMSL's following that lead and coming on board on that customer-centric, you know, what your customers are looking for, help them out, and get them to understand that you're there to help them, whether it's a retail on the shelf account, help them make more money, or if it's a commercial account, help them save more money, whether it's a preferred customer, help them get the best products at the best price, or if it's a dealer on your team, help them understand how to make it a win-win situation where they get to sell EMSL products and make more money and build a great business however they feel that they see fit. So,
right, right. From there, they went in, yeah, they went in right into kind of the T3 process, which would be practical dealer sales training. And so they went really specific into the independent auto repair shop. And so they went through that. They have done some surveys. So actually talking to independent auto repair owners who are EMSL customers and who they are, you know, what they're looking for, what their needs are. And they gave a lot of great information. There were some handouts they said they would provide on the dealer zone in the training tab once all these meetings are concluded at the end of December. And so it's good stuff. I'm glad I went, especially as a new dealer. Actually, tomorrow I'm probably going to go on my first cold call, and I feel a whole lot more confident now after being at that training on Saturday than I would have if I didn't go. So invaluable.
Well,
I
excellent.
Really enjoyed it.
Excellent. And we wish you the best of luck on your sales calls you're going to do tomorrow and in the next coming weeks. You'll have to let us know how those worked out, and keep growing your business and working towards your goals that you have put in place in the next 12 to 24 months. I know we talked about that a little bit at our dinner back on Thursday. So I think you've got a good head start above many EMSL dealers. Just keep going forward, and as you learn more, you'll be able to apply what you learn and become more, even more successful.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Michael.
Awesome. And that kind of brings me to the AMSOIL dealer zone. In the dealer zone today, right there on the left-hand side, is a daily insight. Talked about one way to jumpstart your business, to focus on retail and commercial accounts, and consider one or two retailers, stores, installers, in your local area, add a few commercial accounts, landscapers, fleets, et cetera, with 10 vehicles or so, and get them collectively buying $2,000 of products, approximately 30 cases, from you monthly. You could be quickly earning a nicely monthly income. And speaking of that, so it'd be about $400 a month off of $2,000 accumulative products for commercial retail. So consider building your business with the commercial retail program, and AMSL's really pushing hard for that. We're pushing hard on our team for the commercial, or specifically retail on the shelf installer program with our AMSL Buy Local new locator service that we're launching this week in the next week or so. So that's up and running. We're going to have a webinar on that coming up, and we'll have more dealers taking part of that. Next up, we're going to have Jonathan Henley and Jeff Essery talk about the GIE Expo. We recently, last week, we finished up a expo in Louisville, Kentucky, and GIE stands for Green Industry. And Jonathan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, talk to us a little bit about this expo. This is your second year for that, and what were your thoughts this year, and what's your take on this market for AMSL dealers?
Well, I'd say it's a wide open market, that's for sure. There was a lot of interest. There were times when, six people in the booth were busy with people waiting. So I'd say that's a lot of interest. Looks like we've got now going on over 30 accounts. from the show. I've even found some more paperwork with another 10 or 15 to follow up on. So I'd say there was quite a bit of interest. Shoot, there was interest in engine manufacturers, transmission manufacturers. Lots of folks were interested in AMSOIL.
And so this is our second year that you and I have both done this. And did you see, it seemed to me this year that more people knew about AMSOIL. It seems every year we do this, more and more people are already maybe using it. They're already, they've heard about it. They might be using a different piece of equipment. That seemed a bit more this year than it was last year. What do you think?
Yeah, I do. We must have talked to, 10 or 15 folks that were either dealers or already had accounts. And that, you know, although I wished I could have signed them up, it was nice to know that the word's been getting out. Plus, you know, there were good half dozen of accounts that I had signed up last year that came by to say hi.
And that's true. You do these shows year after year, the GIE Expo in Louisville. It's well, there were people from all over the world. We saw people from Japan and overseas, and I talked to people from Canada and California and all over, but really most of the people that were at the show were regional. They're from about a 5-state area, Missouri, Tennessee, Kentucky, Ohio, Illinois,
Michigan,
and, Michigan, Indiana, you know, people that could drive the show. It's a 2-day show. They're going to come there and check out what's the new equipment and everything. But really seeing those people that come back, we've had several that came to see us as well that were signed up last year, and they were excited about our products and excited to talk to us about AMSOIL products.
Yes, sir, it was. I mean, we've got one account right on the border of, actually, potentially I got to follow up on a Canadian account, and then another one right on the border of U.S. and Canada and northern Michigan, got one down in South Florida. So, you know, we got north, far north as we could go and as far south as we could go. It was pretty cool.
Well, excellent. Well, we're excited about the 30-plus accounts that you registered at this show, and not to mention those that you have to follow up with, that maybe you got some contact information. Is Kathy there? Does she want to say a few words about the show?
Well, yeah, she's listening here in the other room. Here she's coming. She was the life of the show. You know that.
I know. I wish I had Kathy on my team. I tell you what. You there, Kathy? Well, I mean, I could recruit her and have her sign them up for me. She's so good at it.
Yes, she is.
Thank you, Michael.
What'd you think of the show, Kathy?
I thought it was great that we had the opportunity to work with corporate and the things that they brought that helped draw interest to the booth with the dyno machines, engines that they had to show the difference between conventional oil and AMSOIL and the buildup and stuff that we don't want in our engines. And then they also had the hats they were giving away when we would have people do surveys on zero-turn mowers, then we would give them hats. So AMSOIL's developing information for zero-turn motors that'll give us, you know, another product to meet a specific market.
Well, exactly. And this was the first year that that we actually worked together. Last year, corporate had a booth. AMSOIL corporate had a booth that was doing a survey that was a whole other side of the place. And they say, well, we sent you these people, and they would get lost on shiny items like mowers and weed eaters and all that stuff. And so we were side by side and were able to, if they were interested in the products, they could come talk to us. And if they weren't interested, they could at least fill out the survey and get a free hat and build the brand that way as well, huh?
Yes, it was great to be able to have that product to draw them into the booth and get them interested. And then after they did the little survey, it gave us the chance to talk to them and see, you know, the benefits of having AMSOIL for their equipment. And so it was a win-win situation.
Exactly. And while they were filling out their survey, we could sit there and talk to them a few minutes, and they might not have been interested when they first wanted to come in and get their free hat. But then by the time they understand a few things about AMSOIL And then they saw that that dyno, AMSL actually had did some dyno testing on small engines where they competed against a factory Honda oil and the AMSL product, and it was a night and day difference. It was incredible, the difference of the performance of the AMSL products on this dyno engine. They had six engines they did total, three with AMSL and three with the Honda product. And then they brought the two engines, one with the Honda product and one with the head AMSL oil. And it was a night and day difference on the performance and the protection that AMSL offered for those little small engines. And I believe next year they're going to try to get a couple Kawasaki engines for the zero-turn mowers in the booth, I think, if they're going to do this again. So, but, well, excellent, Kathy. You did a great job. Are you still there?
I am.
Okay.
It was a great training opportunity, too, for our other dealer, Jason Bogan. You know, really enjoyed that.
So let's real quick, let's go over that. So last year we signed up a dealer, or you signed up a dealer, Jason Bolgan, who has a lawn care business. He signed up as a dealer. He came back this year, and so this is his first opportunity to work with us as a dealer and register some accounts. And he got some what they call on-the-job training, or OJT, what we say in the military, got a little OJT. And what do you think of that?
Well, I don't know if Jason's on. It'd be nice if he was, if he could make it tonight. I know he's working, you know, 80-plus yards in his side business besides the Air Force. But, and he picked up four or five accounts himself, along with his touring the show and buying some products for his own business. So, man, I look forward to bringing more and more dealers along with us to these shows, because it is an excellent opportunity. Like Kathy said, with all the things that corporate brought to the booth, with the product, you know, with the actual, you know, engines to look at and hats to give away and a survey to do, it gave us plenty of opportunities to show Jason some different aspects of the business. And of course, you know, just the some of the ins and outs of registering commercial and retail accounts, you know, some of the requirements that they need to meet and things like that. It was just, I can't say enough about it. Really,
well,
it was great.
Well, to end with that, Jonathan and Kathy, you guys did a great job this weekend, and having your dealer there and giving some training to them, that's the way the business works, helping dealers succeed. And, you know, that's what I try to focus on. And if you can get more of your dealers to shows and help them do shows and do that over the years, I think you'll see a tremendous increase in your own personal business, as well as helping them get their business up and running off the ground. So congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Jeff Esri, a couple words from the guy that knows it all, or claims to know it all, one of the two.
Not me.
Well, Jeff, this show was right up your alley. You actually have a small engine shop. You work with four-wheelers and weed eaters and all kinds of things that are small engine, as well as automotive. What'd you think of this show? This is your first big show you've done. Tell us what you thought.
Enjoyed it. Did get to learn some things, and enjoyed working with you and Jonathan and Kathy and the guys from corporate, and did like the engine display where we could actually, you know, I can tell people all day, but if they can see it, it helps. That's my opinion.
Well, exactly. You wish you could take pictures. I know you see that every day because you have customers that use AMSL products and their small engines and four-wheelers, and then you have other customers that seem to refuse and they don't understand, and then you tear those engines apart. You know exactly what's going on, but to have that actual engine that's up there on this display and telling them, you have firsthand knowledge, and then you have the visual, that's actually a benefit to you.
That is a boost, yes.
Well, good. And you signed up about 25 or so accounts. How many did you have?
A little over 20.
A little over 20.
A few of them I've got to do a little more work on getting them register because didn't get hardly enough information, but we did get, I think, 18 registered, and we've got some more that we got to work on.
Well, that's good. And, you know, you'll get those, I'm sure. Should be no problem. And with this show, you just need a few commission credits, you might be account direct by the in the next month or so, huh?
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good to you. 1,000 commission credits and 25 commercial retail accounts. You got that just about in one show. If you got 20 of them, you'll need 5 more, and you had that prior to doing the show, I think, right?
Yes, I did.
Well, good. We're looking forward to seeing your name show up in the AMSOIL Dealer Magazine as the next account direct. That's a real big stepping stone, I believe, in the AMSOIL business, because it proves you work with that market, the commercial retail market, which is the bread and butter for most AMSOIL dealers. And that's really the key way to earn commissions, especially up front for most dealers, because you get some customers buying products. You make a great commission on the direct sale there with that commercial retail market. So congratulations, Jeff.
Thanks.
Appreciate it, and it was great working with you.
Yes, sir.
All right, folks. We're a little bit over time here, but I got a few things before we close. I want to take a moment to help you understand the AMSOIL business opportunity isn't just about selling great products and getting more customers and helping people take better care of their vehicles and equipment. It's a business that can give you a lifestyle that others only dream of. 95% of people are not financially independent. Having an AMSOIL business can put you in that 5% that are financially free, and more importantly, time free. You see, we all only have 24 hours in a day. How we spend those hours can make the difference between a life well-lived and a life being miserable and unhappy. And the AMSOIL business can do that. I want to see everyone who has a desire to succeed in AMSOIL do just that. But we can only just hope to succeed, or maybe try this business and see if what happens. It takes a decision to become better. It takes a determination to do what is necessary to win. As you heard tonight with dealers on our team that attended a training trade show that was several hundred miles away and a significant upfront cost. You can only do this by learning from others. Find what works best for you and then just do it. So here's a warning. Don't let life pass you by. I'm going to play a few minutes of a song. I want you to understand that just don't let life pass you by. With that, everybody, have a good night.
Bet your eyes, girl, will be otherworldly. Count your blessings, seduce a stranger. What's so wrong with
appreciate getting on tonight, folks. Hope everybody gets out there and make some AMSOIL happen. And be sure to share this with everybody on your team. Good night, everyone.
Bye, Michael.